Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me in Psalm 81. You hear something in the heart of God that should make an imprint on you. Psalm 81. I'm reading in the Good News translation. You can read whichever you got. Psalm 81, 8. He said, listen, my people, to my warning, Israel, how I wish you would listen to me. Do you hear the heart of the Father? How I wish you would listen to me. Now, this applies to all of His people. How I wish you would listen to me, He says. You must never worship another god. You know, you don't have to bow down to a stone statue to practice idolatry. The Bible said covetousness is idolatry. Your personal success can be your god. There are any number of ways to serve another god instead of Him. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Open your mouth and I will feed you. Did you know God wants to feed you? Good things. But, listen, verse 11, but my people would not listen to me. Israel would not obey me. Another translation says, they would none of me. I guess the King James says, another translation said, they desire none of me. They don't want me. They don't want me. The scripture said, Jesus came unto His own, and what? They didn't want Him. They received Him not. And there are millions all over the planet doing that very same thing today. They don't want Him. When I first began in ministry, Phyllis and I almost 40 years ago, maybe 38 is more accurate, I was convinced of what the scripture says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I thought, well, that's it. That's the big deal. People are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They're just ignorant. And so, you know, the truth will make you free. So that's the big thing. But a few years into it, I began to realize there was other problems besides the being ignorant. And I realized I had left off the last half of that verse. That same verse in Hosea, it said, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. The rest of the phrase says, because you have rejected knowledge. You have rejected it. That's the big problem. Is people have, millions have heard the truth. They don't want it. They don't like it. And that we can't fix. God won't force them to accept what would save them. We can't. We still got the ministry of reconciliation. And if somebody shuts you down or cusses you out, don't bring up that God stuff to me anymore. You go, next. How about you? You go, you change your mind. You know where I'm at. But next. And don't fall off your chair. And act like, oh, they've rejected me. No, they did something much worse than reject you. They rejected Him. The Bible said, go into all the world. Proclaim the good news to everybody, everywhere. He that believes is baptized will be saved. He that believes not won't be saved. Will everybody be saved? No, they won't. No, they won't.
No, sir.
And it won't be God's fault. It's because human beings decide they don't want Him. Well, if you don't want Him, you don't want heaven. And there's only one other place to go. And it wouldn't be Him that sent you there. It was your choice. He said, my people wouldn't listen to me. They would none of me. So, verse 12, I let them go their stubborn ways to do whatever they wanted. That's why the world's in such a mess. Not because God has orchestrated all this chaos and death and destruction. It's because human beings, by and large, have rejected Him. Millions of them saying they don't even believe He exists. And He allows them to go their own stubborn ways and do whatever they want to do for a little while. For a little while. He said, how I wish my people would listen to me. Do you hear the heart of God? Does He want to see this death and destruction? 1 Peter in the New Testament, he says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come, what? To repentance, the knowledge of Him. How I wish my people would listen to me. How I wish they would obey me. How I would quickly defeat their enemies and conquer all their foes. And those that hate me would bow in fear before me. Their punishment would last forever. But I'd feed you with the finest wheat and satisfy you with wild honey. I'd load your wagon with good things if you'd just listen to me. I mean, the further Phyllis and I go in ministry, and I believe we're maturing a little bit as we go, that's how we feel. We see younger ones, and our heart goes out to them. You could see how it could be so much better, how you could get out of that trouble. Things could be fixed so quick if you'd listen. But I've had people, you know, me pleading with them because the Lord had me praying for them half the night before about not doing something. And me pleading with them, I've had people look me in the eye and go, no, I'm going to do it. I mean, I've told a minister before, this kind of thing's happened more than one time. I said, you do that, you'll lose your family, you'll lose your church, you'll lose your finances, you'll lose your health. Now, a lot of people say, oh, Brother Keith, if you ever get anything, you know, please tell me. A lot of times you really can't. They say that, but if the Lord deals with you to do it, you should do it whether they want to hear it or not. Right? And this has happened to me. I'm thinking of two different individuals. They looked at me and they said, well, I've made up my mind. I said, I see that. And they did it. And sadly, it happened just like the Lord said. They lost it all. But the Lord lets you do whatever you decide to do. Did you hear that phrase? As much as lies with you. Yeah. Live in peace with everybody. But it's not all up to you. If it was all up to God, this place would be heaven on earth. If it was all up to God, He'd wind this thing up. Is that right? New heavens and new earth would be manifest. No more devil. No more curse.
That's right.
No more hate, no more strife,
amen.
No more war, no more disease,
yes.
No more confusion and mental anguish. If it was all up to God.
Yes.
That's why it irritates me when I hear people blame God for all the junk that's going on in the earth. No, it's because people are so stubborn and hard-headed. That's why it is the way it is. No. But if you're a smart one, out of the billions down here, there's a few smart ones. Because the only reason they're smart because of the mercy and grace of God. But if you're one of them, then you have willingly and gladly bowed your knee.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you have a desire to be reconciled to the Father. You want to be right with Him and close with Him. Hallelujah. And you can, even in the midst of all this curse and junk, you can experience some days of heaven. Now, it's not all heaven, but some days and times of heaven, even on the earth. And do what He put you down here to do, and then soon and very soon, out of here. Out of here, never to have to deal with this again. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Let me just remind you of some of these things. Don't turn there, but just listen. Jeremiah 6:16, the Lord said, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where's the good way, and walk therein, you'll find rest to your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. We won't do it. In Isaiah 30, the Lord said, in returning and rest, 30:15, in returning and rest, you'll be saved. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. And you would not. You wouldn't have it. In Luke 13, you'll see this in more than one place. Jesus looked over Jerusalem. In Luke 19, it says He wept over the city. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that are sent to you. How often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you would not. You wouldn't have it that way. This is the biggest problem on the planet. Period. Anything else, God can fix. But if you harden your heart and you stiffen your neck, the proverb says you'll be destroyed without a cure, without a remedy. What does that mean? There's no fix. Only you can fix that. If you get bent in your heart and mind, you harden your heart, you stiffen your neck, nobody can tell you what to do. There's no fix for that. There's no cure for that. Right. You can't be helped. Right. You could repent and God could help you just like that.
That's right.
How many believe God could heal anything? Yes. Physically. Yes. He can restore anything mentally, emotionally, solically. Yes. He can do anything financially. Is that right? Yes. There's nothing He can't fix.
That's right.
Except that He won't fix.
That's exactly right.
He'll let you do that. We should be quick to believe, quick to repent. Is that right? Quick to humble ourselves. The Bible said God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. I don't want to get resisted. I want help. Right? Well, the proud don't get help. The proud get resisted.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.